This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by one of the world's most esteemed automotive journalists. And he writes for a lot of different publications, and I love having him on the program. Coming up a little bit later on, we've got other cool stuff to tell you about. But for right now, let me give you our toll-free line. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email, bob@autoworldradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com. Well, you can find this gentleman's work in lots of publications, everything from the Tribune newspaper chain to Auto Week and Car and Driver. He is one of the best experts in the realm of motorsports there out there, and he is also one of the best automotive journalists, in my opinion, in the entire world. He's a member of the North American Car of the Year jury. And here's the man himself. It's Stephen Cole Smith. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Bob. How you doing?
Not too bad. Hanging in there. How about yourself?
Oh, about the same. Life beats me up, and I lie down for a while, and I keep getting up, and I hope I keep doing that. I hope you do too, buddy.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's so true. Well, let's talk where you've been recently. I know you were on the road this past week. What were you doing?
Yeah, it's been a busy month or so. I made three trips overseas in the last month. The last one was to over Memorial Day. It's the first time I've been gone from the U.S. for Memorial Day, and I missed the Indy 500 and a Coke 600, which I did both of last year. Thanks to Shell, and I'll never do that again. That's a little too strenuous. But this year I was at Silverstone in England to do the Global Rallycross, which or rather the World Rallycross, because the Global Rallycross series that we've come to know here for the past few years, the Red Bull Global Rallycross series, is defunct, and the World Rallycross people from Europe are taking it over. They're controlled by IMG, the enormous conglomerate that has everything from the Ultimate Fighting Championship to Miss Universe. So I went over there to get a sneak peek. It was the debut of the Rally Americas series, and the fact that the debut of the Americas series happened in Europe was not lost on anyone in terms of the irony. They'll be at Circuit of the Americas in July, and in Canada, I believe, in August, and back at Circuit of the Americas for the finale in September. And then they'll have a full series here next year. So expect to see some of the people we've seen in the Global Rallycross series, like Scott Speed and Tanner Faust, and even Ken Block show up at this new series that starts in July, technically. I think July 13th, I believe, at Circuit of the Americas in Austin.
Well, that sounds very cool. Silverstone, what's it like?
It was great. You know, it's I'd love to see it, you know, with a full road race there, but they managed to make a very good little rallycross circuit kind of in the middle of the track. Of course, the place is beautiful. The Formula One required a upgrade, and they upgraded it to the point where the people that owned it actually went bankrupt. That they spent so much money on it, but it's a beautiful place, and from what I saw, it's a great track. I didn't get any time on the big track, but I did get a couple of laps with one of the European drivers who actually won the event in a rallycross car. And I tell you, Bob, that's a kidney shaking thing to get out there and hit the bumps and and go over the ruts. You can see why these races are never more than 8 or 10 laps, because there's no place to rest. You know, it was so exhausting that I was tired just riding. I can imagine what it's like to drive it with so much, you know, you're working constantly. There's no place to, like, sit back and rest for a second on a straightaway. So I've always wondered why they couldn't go a little bit longer, and that answered my question right there.
Now you know.
I know.
That's good. And where else have you been in Europe recently?
Well, the other two trips before that, the one before was to the Nürburgring 24 hours race at Nürburgring, and I'd never been to that race. I'd never been to the Nürburgring, period. Unlike most journalists have been doing this as long as I have, most of them have been there 3 or 4 times and I'd never been. So I went over there real quick with Mercedes, and I'm sure you've had this happen. On the way there, not long before we landed, I started to feel a little queasy, and I was downright sick by the time we touched down. So I ended up with a stomach virus or something, and basically just hugged the toilet dry heaving the night of the Nürburgring. But I was okay the next day and went back. So I want to go again. I got to see about 4 hours of the 24 hours, but what I saw was a lot of fun. It's an amazing place. It's an amazing atmosphere. The Germans, you know, normally kind of button down and proper, just let it all hang out for that weekend. And a lot of people, you know, I actually threw up at the track, and everybody thought, well, he just got an early start, because probably half the people there are throwing up before the race is over. But it's not because of a virus, it's because they're drinking. So I had a great time, and it was an amazing race. And then the week before that, actually the day before that, I came home to feed the cats and change suitcases, and Turin, I went back. That was for Porsche Cayenne Hybrid. We went to France for that, and that story's already been up on automobile.com.
Well, that's cool. What was your impressions of the Cayenne Hybrid?
It was really nice. I had ridden in the Cayenne, regular Cayenne, and I thought it was a real improvement over what they've had before. This is only, I think, the third generation, as long as the Cayenne's been around. And the hybrid is an amazing vehicle. I mean, it's got massive horsepower, but it doesn't really feel like it. It's not like a Dodge Demon or something, the way it just kicks you in the butt and sends you off. It's much more gradual, and you look down, and the next thing you know, you're going 100 miles an hour. But they've done a great job, I think, with the styling. I think it's the best-looking Cayenne in a while. And the hybrid aspect, you know, just brings one more marketability aspect to it. It's a lot better than the last hybrid Cayenne. So I imagine a lot of people in California who want power and prestige and handling will be picking those up here pretty soon as they go on sale.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything with that Porsche badge that gives you all those attributes, it's going to be a big success. Porsche in the past had been relying heavily on diesel-powered vehicles, but now they've company-wise made the decision to move more towards electrification, and they've got that vehicle coming out in a couple of years. What's it called? The Mission One?
Right.
That's a cool-looking car.
Yeah, it is. That's Porsche's got some great stuff going on, and it's, as you mentioned, after the Dieselgate situation, mostly with partner Volkswagen. Diesel is a bad word over there, except, you know, when you're talking about the European market, where practically everything is still diesel. But as far as bringing diesel to the U.S., I think we've seen them come, and I think we've seen them go. Of course, we'll see some in trucks. You know, they work very well in pickups. I really like the diesel in the Nissan Titan. But as far as passenger vehicles go, I think we may see a few more, but it's never going to be the diesel charge, because I think the whole movement lost its momentum with Dieselgate, and kind of people got a bad taste in their mouths about it. So I think a hybrid and electric full is what we're going to be seeing in the future.
Yeah, I would agree with you, and it's too bad, because some of the TDI diesels were actually excellent vehicles and fun to drive with a lot of torque. But we'll take a pit stop, and on the other side, more with Steve Smith. And if you'd like to chime in, we'd love to hear from you at 855-660-4261.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
We spend an average of 8 hours and 41 minutes a day facing screens. Laptops, smartphones, tablets, even digital refrigerators. But what are we really connected to? Isn't it time you connected to something greater? Sometimes the best way to connect is to disconnect. This moment of escape was created by Hagerty. For people who love cars.
It's a very confusing time in the financial markets, and nobody knows that better than financial markets analyst Doug Casey. Casey Research wants to send you a free copy of Doug's controversial new book about the stock market, our economy, and American politics. Warning, this book is not politically correct. Casey is known for his outspoken and brutally honest views. He once called global warming a political scam. He's made millions betting on investments seen as too controversial by the mainstream. In this new book, Casey reveals shocking predictions about hot issues like immigration, Russia, and the next stock superboom. Doug Casey is an investing legend. Find out where he's looking for gains in spaces like tech, even cryptocurrencies. But watch out, this book is simply too controversial for bookstores. Go to totallyincorrectoffer.com to get your free copy so you can see for yourself. Shipping and handling charges apply. But be warned, this material may be taken down at any time. Just go to totallyincorrectoffer.com. That's www.totallyincorrectoffer.com. Totallyincorrectoffer.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
It's always my pleasure to share the microphone with you, the people on the other side of the radio, whether you're listening on one of our great affiliate stations around North America or if you're listening to us at GCNlive.com worldwide. We welcome you. Let me remind you, if you need classic car insurance, only Hagerty has the expertise and passion to protect your car how it deserves. Get a quote at Hagerty.com or with your local agent. Hagerty, for people who love cars. Joining us on the Hagerty Powered Auto World guest line is Stephen Cole Smith, noted auto journalist and member of the North American Car of the Year jury, and just overall good guy. Both of you and I reside in the same neck of the woods in the Orlando area. And I didn't expect to see it, but it was on woods here, and one of the large dealerships, I think it's Central Florida, it's an FCA dealership with everything but Fiat, and they have a sign out for a demon. I didn't expect that there would be dealerships buying them. I thought for sure they would go, there's only 300, right? So I thought they would only go to customers.
That's amazing, Bob. I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, I have to go in and check. I bet you it's priced at something ridiculous. And speaking of something ridiculous, have you had the opportunity to drive Ford's GT supercar?
I have not, Bob. I followed the car's development for a Road and Track story. I think it was 18 pages long, probably the longest story they've ever had in Road and Track. But that was the race car as they were getting ready to go to Le Mans a couple of years ago, where, of course, it was the 50th anniversary of the win for the Ford GT, and I followed the development of the car. I went different test tracks and followed it through the Daytona 24 and the Sebring 12 hours, where they didn't do that well, and the story came out right before the 24 hours, and they won, of course, very triumphantly, so it made me look like a genius, although all I was lucky when it came to that point. But I have not been able to get into one yet. I really want to, but as you know, they're selling so well that they haven't reached the press fleet down here in Florida, if they ever will. I'm not sure if that's even going to happen.
I doubt it. The initial batch of 250, I can't believe there were 7,000 applicants for a vehicle that starts at about $450,000, but you just check off a few options like carbon fiber wheels and some additional goodies, and you're over $500,000. And more than 7,000 people applied for the 250 units, and Ford went for another word that some of us older auto journalists don't like, the influencers, and so they gave vehicles to people who really are not car people and will never really appreciate what they've got, but, you know, perhaps they've got a huge following on Twitter or Instagram or something like that. A friend of mine who lives in Miami, he's made a lot of money owning radio stations, buying them years and years ago when they were not ridiculously priced, and sold them off at the peak of the market. So he's got about 25 cars, including 9 Vipers, and I'll tell you a little bit more about this guy. But they're doing a second round of applications for the Ford GT. So they now are going to build 250. The first 12 went to members of the Ford family, and number 13 went to Jay Leno. And Jay Leno claims that he had a lot of Hollywood celebrities calling him saying, you know, get me one of these GTs. And even Jay, with all the media power he has, could not dissuade Ford from sticking to their list. So there's all kinds of folks that got that magical Ford GT, and there's already a little controversy. Last weekend, taking a page out of Ferrari's book, Ford, when you buy one of these vehicles, you're supposed to sign that you will not resell it for 3 years. And at a small auction, I believe, in Texas, somebody managed to do this, and I can't believe Ford is going to allow this to happen, because it went for over $1 million.
Wow. Yeah, wasn't John Cena the wrestler that had a Ferrari and tried to sell mm-hmm. it and make some money, and they slapped his hand? I may have gotten that wrong, but I think that might have been him. But I think you're right. Ferrari certainly started that, and Ford is continuing it, which, I think is a good thing. I mean, if you get to the point where, not that you and I can afford a $500,000 car, but, I guess there are people that can afford that. They can't afford a $1 million car. So I guess those poorer people, and I'm saying that tongue-in-cheek, Ford is at least defending them and keeping the price high when they finally are able to sell the car as a used vehicle without flooding the market and making unrealistic aspects of what the car is worth, just based on a few people are willing to pay almost anything to get their hands on one. But, yeah, it's an amazing piece, and it's, I guess I'm not surprised that they are selling that well, because it is just a race car with a body on it. I mean, that's the way that one of the guys who developed it described it to me, that there's very little difference between the street car and the cars that are running in the IMSA series right now. And it's, that's the one thing that's caused some consternation in the class, that, there are other people in there like BMW and even Chevrolet that are having to convert a road car to a race car. And Ford basically converted a race car to a street car, which not necessarily is in the spirit of the rules, but it seems to have won them quite a few races.
Yeah, absolutely, and a lot of good publicity, and it's certainly a very striking vehicle and uses lots of high technology. Folks that own the reincarnated GT from 2005 and 2006, they got a priority, but everyone that I know that has one of those cars didn't follow up to get this EcoBoost powered V6 variant, but it's got a high top end, not unlike what we're going to see in 2019, and that's the ZR1 Camaro. Can you believe that top speed on that vehicle, 215 miles an hour?
Wow, that's amazing. And of course, even at low speed, it's a handful, as poor Mark Royce found out.
Yeah.
At the Detroit Grand Prix last week, where he apparently somebody turned the traction control off, and I don't think he was aware of that, and put the car in the wall in front of a global audience, which knowing Mark, it had to just tear him up, because it made me sad just watching it. So I hope he comes out of that okay, but it just shows just how treacherous a car like that can be with that kind of horsepower. I mean, now I'm sitting in a Mercedes with 604 horsepower in it, and it's fairly docile compared to those cars.
Hold that thought.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, appearing on ABC's This Week, says he's confident President Trump is well prepared for his summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. But Graham also says there needs to be bipartisan support for potential military action if there's no progress in these highly anticipated talks.
And if diplomacy fails, as a last resort, Democrats and Republicans need to put the military option on the table, or we'll never get a good deal.
Also on ABC's This Week, Senator Bob Menendez on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee is among Democrats who wrote a letter to President Trump in which they said sanctions relief for North Korea should be contingent on that country agreeing to complete denuclearization.
We outlined very clearly what a successful agreement would be, a complete, irreversible, and effort at the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
You better watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there.
We're having lots of fun with Stephen Kolsky, noted automotive journalist and member of the North American Car and Truck of the Year jury, and we're talking about the incident there at the Detroit Grand Prix with 2019 Corvette going into the wall. It was interesting for me watching the Indy 500 on TV. Here was the first time in history, and that too was paced by a ZR1. It was the first time in history that the actual pace car made more horsepower than the Indy cars, which were between 500 and 600 horsepower. And also, when you look at the top end of between 212 to 215 miles an hour with the ZR1, there are a lot of Indy cars that are just that bone stock racing cars that have trouble attaining that kind of speed. So certainly keep that traction control on if you're one of the lucky ones to get one of these 2019 Corvette ZR1s.
Absolutely. It wasn't a pace car, but I think two different times I've been to the Daytona 500 where, you know, the cup cars use a restrictor plate because they simply go too fast if they do not have a restrictor plate, which cuts down on the amount of air and gas that gets into the engine. And they're running 450 or 500 horsepower, and I've been there twice in a Viper and driving through the tunnel thinking that I had more horsepower than the guys on the track. Of course, I don't have quite the courage and the skill of the guys on the track, which, makes it to where they can actually race side by side at 200 miles an hour. But it's kind of fun to know that, you know, you had that kind of potential that's in a car that's such a well-built machine, just like the Corvette is, that you have that level of horsepower that you can idle in traffic for an hour, or you can just lope from, you know, one hamburger stand to another, where Bob, mm-hmm. as you recall, you know, 25 years ago when you had a car with that kind of horsepower, you'd be changing spark plugs and you'd be having to look for aviation gasoline and you'd be worried about overheating. You couldn't turn the air conditioning on if it had it. But modern cars today can handle that much horsepower and still drive like a regular car. And to me, that's, you know, this is, I guess, a golden age of the automotive world, because we have that kind of power. Yet we have cars, on the other hand, that can run well on pure electric like the Tesla and go just as fast as a petroleum-powered car. And we've got cars like the Prius that have brought ultimately a very high gas mileage to the average public. So when it comes to just having a choice today, I don't think we've ever had anything close to what we've got now.
No, I would agree with you 100%. Someday we'll look back at this period and remember all the choices that were available. And certainly, you know, Ford is going to be introducing their Shelby GT500, and they're going to put over 700 horsepower in that. And again, who would believe that we would see this? And also, we may see the dual-clutch transmission offered in the Ford GT, the Ford GT transmission, you know, either that or a 10-speed automatic in the Shelby GT500. That looks like it's going to be a wild ride.
I think it has to be, and I think Ford, just for bragging rights, has got to do something to keep up with Chrysler, you know, with the Demon and their other high-powered Challengers and Chargers, and then Chevrolet with the ZR1 and then the new mid-engine Corvette coming. I think Ford, you know, they're on top now with the Ford GT, but, you know, as you mentioned, not many people can afford it, or even if they can afford it, they can't get their hands on it. So they need something that's comparable to that, that is priced lower, that is available to the average public, at least the ones who have won the lottery or made some really good investments at some point. So I think Ford is putting a lot of emphasis and a lot of development money on that that Shelby.
It's going to be a really cool ride. I know you have had the opportunity to drive the Shelby GT350, and what I notice in traffic, there's one that's running around the greater Orlando area. That engine with its flat crankshaft really does make an unusual idle, and upon acceleration and higher gears, it does make a very unique sound.
It does indeed. The guys at Ford tell me that engine, because of that flank crank design, is limited a little bit in just how much horsepower they can squeeze out of it, but the horsepower they've got now is certainly, it certainly does get your attention. And, you know, it's kind of nice driving around town in something that does, as you mentioned, sound completely different. I mean, it's been a long time since we've had really good Mazda rotaries or other vehicles that are profoundly different than what else is out there. And I think that flat crank V8 engine in the Mustang certainly has imprinted itself. It is a vehicle that has its own unique personality.
Most certainly does. I mentioned a little bit earlier my friend Russell Oasis, who has been on the show here, who's anxiously waiting to try again to get a Ford GT for his very own collection. But Road and Track did a story on him. He's a guy that did this crowdfunding raise for bringing the Viper back to the Nürburgring twice to see if just to see it go out in style. He really wanted an under 7 second run, but they came pretty close to it. And he's a real car guy, and I know you love that ACR Viper, and so does he.
Yeah, I love every Viper ever made. I mean, the first one was a ridiculous car. The top, trying to put the top up and down was like trying to assemble an erector set. in the rain, and you're likely just to go ahead and get wet because it's you're probably going to get kind of damp anyway. And I remember taking a trip in the very first Viper when I was living in Dallas. I was going up to Arkansas to visit my family and pulled into a McDonald's in a small town in Arkansas, and it just got out and it just wouldn't restart. Nothing would happen. And it turns out I made some calls, and that little town, the Chrysler dealer had the only mechanic who had attended Viper school in the entire state, and he happened to be working on that Saturday. So they dispatched him to the McDonald's very quickly, and it turns out the neutral switch, you know, they kept the car from starting when the gear was in, was keeping it from starting, period. So he hotwired it and said, I don't know if it's going to start again if you turn it off. So I ended up turning around, going back to Dallas and picking up another car and making a long trip back up to Arkansas. But even that, the car was, it was during the summer. The car was hot as a firecracker, no air conditioning, huge exhaust that just transmitted the heat right into you. But I still love that car, and I would love to have one. And I know the price is getting down now to where I can't afford one, but I can at least dream.
Exactly. Or wait a few years, hopefully find some depreciation with some of them, and that might be your opportunity, although it's I'm tempted by those vehicles so much when I see these vehicles that at one time cost a huge amount of money, AMG products from Mercedes that stickered at $180,000, and now, you know, sometimes they're selling for $12,000. But the problem is the service and the replacement part cost. You can't overlook that, and if you do, you're going to be in for a big surprise.
Absolutely. If you buy a car like that for $18,000 and something breaks, the parts are still priced like it was a $180,000 vehicle. So, good luck keeping it running. That's something about the Viper. It's so simple. There's not a whole lot of stuff to break on there. So that's one reason it's a little bit appealing.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve of the 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the
Steve
story
Smith
of the
hot rod
race? Steve
Smith is with us, noted automotive journalist and panelist on the North American Car of the Year jury. Steve, you and I have been in this business quite a long time, and I never, ever thought I'd see the day with Ford coming out a little while back announcing stepping back out from under passenger cars except the Mustang. I know we're going to see a Focus, but that's going to be more sport utility crossover like. And when I was growing up, the Ford dealer was a full line dealer. You had cars, entry level cars, medium cars, the Mustang, the luxury cars, and of course there were plenty of trucks too, but I just can't quite grasp the thought of Ford not making cars.
It's sobering, Bob. It really, you know, I think if we think about it, we knew the market was going that way, but the idea that, you know, we're losing the Taurus and the Fusion and the Focus and the Fiesta and all those basically in one fell swoop, and that Ford will be a truck and SUV dealer, and I guess that also leaves Lincoln as being just an SUV dealer because they don't have a truck to sell, and probably after the Blackwood won't. You know, I know that cars are still very popular in the rest of the world. I know China is a big outlet for Ford when it comes to cars. So, you know, if the market shifts and it comes back toward cars, I think Ford would be pretty much ready to jump back in with something built overseas. But you're right, though. Just to read that when that announcement was made is a real slap in the face, and if nothing else, a reminder of just how much this market has changed in the amount of time you and I have been working in it.
Yeah, it is. It's a sobering fact. Americans have kind of voted with their dollars. The F-150 has been the best-selling vehicle for a long time now, and certainly the numbers of F-150s that they sell every year, 600,000 to 700,000, is just a quite remarkable feat. But the sport utility and crossover demands, you know, surprises me a lot. To me, it's kind of a fashion statement, and the vast majority of people who are buying the cars that have that are built into crossovers or the trucks that are big SUVs, most of them never are going to use the capability built into both of those vehicles.
You're absolutely right. I was with a friend last night, and she is a woman about our age, and she drives a Nissan Frontier and said that she traded a car in on it because she realized that she does a lot of home improvement stuff. She's very handy. And she said, I kept needing a truck, and I don't have people to put in the back seat very often. So, you know, I ended up buying a Frontier because it does everything my car did, but it also has a bed, and it also tows a little trailer that she uses once in a while when she goes to antique sales and stuff. So, you know, I think people don't necessarily need the utility, but they like the idea of having it there.
Yeah.
They like the resale value of trucks and SUVs. I can certainly see it, but it's kind of sad to watch.
It is. Yeah, that's my opinion. And Ford backing out of that market is kind of giving a number of manufacturers a gift. Nissan, I would say. They're a full-line manufacturer now. Hyundai just needs trucks to complete their portfolio. Kia, the same thing. They would need to get into the truck end. And, of course, General Motors, kind of a little bit of a gift to GM as well. But keep hearing rumors about what's going to happen to, as you noted a little bit earlier, the Lincoln brand. Now, I like that Lincoln MKZ. I mean, it's basically a fusion with more luxury, but evidently just people didn't pick them up.
Yeah, if I was a Lincoln dealer now, look at it, you know, where I was 25 years ago with the full-line Lincoln and Mercury dealership, left with what you've got now, I probably would not be a very happy camper. You know, I saw a lot of friends go out of business with Saturn and Oldsmobile and Plymouth dealerships. There's a guy here in Florida who, had one of the last Oldsmobile dealerships in the country, and GM moved him over to another brand that absolutely had a golden future and would be around forever, called Saturn. So we know what happened to that. So the guy finally gave up and just bought a Chevrolet dealership, thinking that if, you know, as old as he is, if Chevrolet goes down, he'll go down before Chevrolet will. So, you know, the changes we've seen in the past quarter decade or so has been monumental. But I'm hoping the fact that, you know, we saw everybody selling minivans for a while. I mean, everybody had one.
That's
and then after
true.
A while, the market cooled down and the few left, you know, Honda, Dodge, Toyota selling minivans, they had a big market because some of the other people were out of it. So, as you mentioned, I hope that maybe with Ford stopping car sales, it means the other manufacturers will be able to do a little bit better with their car sales, because there are a lot of Ford cars on the road out there now, and the idea that all those people are going to transition to SUVs and trucks just isn't going to happen.
No, I agree with you. What'd you think about the unfortunate ending to Danica Patrick's career at the Indy 500? There's another shame.
Yeah, she had a bad ride in the Daytona 500, but then the car she was in was not competitive, and she goes to Indy, and she has a very competitive car, and then ends up, getting taken out, and she was there fighting, and she didn't go down, you know, she went down swinging, and I think she's got nothing to apologize for. A lot of people are Danica haters, and I have not been one of those for a long time. She brought a lot of new eyes and a lot of new fans to motorsports in general. The fact that there's not another female driver anywhere close to being ready to step in where she was in NASCAR and for that matter IndyCar, I think is sad. I think we all thought she opened the door, but that door closed right behind her, and I'm not sure what happened. I'm not sure why, because after she debuted in NASCAR, there were 11 female drivers in the ARCA test at Daytona. Last year there was one. So the hope of having more female drivers just doesn't seem to be a reality, and I think she has a lot to be proud of for making a living at it when no other woman has ever been able to make a living in NASCAR before.
Yeah, that is so true.
And a very good living, for that matter. So.
Yes, and she certainly has had some great advertising support, which is something that a lot of drivers pine for, but can't necessarily achieve in 2018. And boy, if there ever was a time that you need sponsor money, it's not cheap being in the NASCAR world or the Open Car Series. This is a high-dollar risk game, and you've got to have a big company or companies behind you. And it's interesting how it's changed drivers, too. I mean, years ago, if you go back into racing history, you know, a lot of these drivers were just that. They were drivers. They weren't necessarily very good when it came to the media, when it came to schmoozing their sponsors. Again, this is another area which has changed significantly.
Yeah, the whole public relations aspect when it comes to drivers has dramatically shifted, you know, and with it it's taken a lot of the personality out of the drivers. It's pretty rare to have a really outspoken driver in NASCAR, and maybe to a little bit lesser extent Open Wheel, but you can't say something that will offend sponsors or offend people that will drive them away from sponsors, which means there's such a tight lid on what the drivers will say that it tends to be pretty boring unless you've got somebody who, I think James Hinchcliffe with IndyCar has straddled the line to be able to be a really interesting guy yet not be controversial, and I think he's the template right now. I hated to see him miss the Indy 500, but he'll be around because he's such a great spokesman, and a lot of that, you know, has to do with his professionalism. You know, he was on the dance show, and you know, he's done a lot of public relations personality. He does a lot of stuff with social media. His personality is the personality of the future for drivers, as far as I'm concerned.
So well said, and every time you're with us, the hour just flies by, and I'm afraid it's happened once again. We'll get you back on the show. Love talking to you, buddy.
Yeah, we just got started, Bob. Jeez.
I know. Be safe, and I'll hopefully see you soon.
You too, Bob. It's always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Thanks for coming along for the ride.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.